Donald J. Trump is headed back to the White House. This gonna be the greatest sequel since Highlander 2. Damn right he gonna fix it. Starting with them illegals, taking away all the good white jobs, like caring for sick white folks, cooking for white folks, and raising white children. And J.D. Vance, the hillbilly. That's another fine white man right there. Look at him. That's a man that knows how to show a couch who wears the pants in the family. And I like that Elon Musk, too. I bet he smell real good, like stainless steel rusting in the rain. Well, power slap my white wife. It's Dana White. All I got to say is thank God for Joe Rogan and everybody else showing young white men how to scare away every female in their life so they can focus on the things that's really important, like having the freedom to call niggas the N-word on Twitch. Now, I know all you darkies, bush monkeys, and even some of you mulattoes out there are worried Trump is gonna be unkind to black folks. He's gonna make your negroes do things you ain't never done before, like lose your good union job. But I'm here to tell you, one thing Trump ain't gonna do is have you paying income tax. You can take that money and spend it on FUBU, or whatever it is y'all wear nowadays. Of course, them tariffs gonna have a pair of jeans cost $500. But that ain't the point. Matter of fact, I ain't quite sure what the point is. But I do know one thing. Once we ban all them abortions, it's gonna be white babies everywhere. White babies for everybody. I bet Trump just wished Jeffrey Epstein was here to see all the new children we gonna make. If 2024 has taught us anything, it's to never, ever underestimate the willingness of lonely men to rise up, put on a shirt without semen stains on it, and march they ass down to vote. So here's to 4 more years, white America. Now, and for all you sad folks who voted for Kamala Hameha, just remember, you can always take your black ass somewhere outside America, like California.